This is a continuation of the dictation for Lorenzo Tezzida, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O, last name is T like Tom, E-Z-E-J-E-D-A, Tezzida. Date of birth is 1-9-1963, date of accident is 1-22-2021, date of service 3-7-2023. It is a continuation of the dictation number 0317-065 and continuation from the dictation 0321-022. The dictation has ended at the musculoskeletal examination, and that's where we are beginning. The musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars noticed. In palpation, there are no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is not present anywhere. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present throughout, in the especially the right side from C2 to L5, and minimal towards the left side. There is a spasm without tenderness, and some trigger points are present in the trapezius muscle up by the neck to the shoulder in the middle fiber, and hypertonicity of 1+ is noticed. In the range of motion, cervical spine has a minimal range of motion with the forward flexion being 30, extension 40, bilateral side flexion 35, and bilateral rotation is noticed at 40. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation 25, hyperextension was not painful. In the cervical spine, maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found. Negative, and Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, distraction test was positive, and Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Burjanski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test positive. Bregar test negative. Kemp test positive. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joints, there is a tenderness of both the sacroiliac joint with the standing flexion test being positive. Iliac compression test positive. Distraction test positive. Faber test and Gonsalan test are positive bilaterally. And Faber test and Gonsalan test are positive also bilaterally. In the extremities examination is as follows. The patient has positive finding in the bilateral shoulders, right hip, right knee, and right ankle are abnormal, along with both the wrist. Other than that, rest of the extremities, which includes the left side of upper and lower, are completely normal and warm to touch, well perfused with normal grip and normal motor power, with quick test being negative, and range of motions are normal on the left side, no leg length discrepancy, and then no contusion, laceration, muscle spasm are noticed. Regarding the examination of the both shoulders, the patient has inherent pain due to ongoing injury and pre-existing osteoarthritis in the shoulder joints. No studies are available from the past. However, his range of motions are diminished in the shoulder. The The right shoulder has a maximum range of abduction to 130 degrees. And a residual pain of 5. The left shoulder has a maximum range of motion in abduction is up to 120 degrees, and residual pain is around 6. Hawking Kennedy test was found positive. Other than that, anterior posterior apprehension and drop arm test are negative. Muscle strength is 4/5. There is a general motor weakness in both the upper extremities, especially to the right. And range of motions are otherwise normal on active motion, except for the limitation on abduction. Examination of the hand and wrist shows that there is a trigger point finger on the right. Right middle finger has a trigger finger due to ongoing injury to the hand and some issues with the tendinitis. We are not sure about fracture, but he does have underlying rheumatoid arthritis. In general, the inspection and palpation of the hand and wrist show no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal. Muscle weakness is present. Atrophy or thinner prominence is not noticed. Reflexes, grip are normal. Motor power is 4/5. Sensations are intact. The range of motion of the wrist are normal, except for the right middle finger, which has a trigger point finger and gets locked in flexion. Tingle sign and Phelan sign are positive bilaterally, and they are confirmed by a nerve test, EMG test. The right hip is reported to be painful, and it is around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient was found to have an ischial fibrosity bursitis, for which he received some injection at Henry Ford Hospital. Currently, the ischial fibrosity is not tender. And other than that, there is a possibility of having a greater trochanteric bursitis, which is tender on palpation, but no other issues are noticed, no swelling, no laceration. Range of motion of the right hip is normal. Extension and flexion is 140, external rotation, internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormal not present. Leg length discrepancy is not present. Patrick sign, Tendelberg sign, Tendelberg test are negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. Examination of the right knee reveals the following, that the patient has a scar of previous surgery, small scars for arthroscopy, but though no erythema or effusion. Patient reports of peripatellar pain in the knee. Collateral ligaments are found intact, and motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Right leg is slightly swollen, 1+ pitting edema. The distal peripheral circulation is intact, reflexes are intact, and in the ankle there are no tendinitis or any tender points. Range of motion of that ankle where is completely normal. Flexion, extension, valgus varus movements are normal. However, he does have some difficulty in walking. He can walk up to 2 blocks without pain. The patient has multiple history of issues in the history, and the diagnosis will be as follows. In general, 110, which is for hypertension, then E66.9, 110, E115.9, 150.49, 120.9, P89.2XXD, R26.89, G89.21, G79.891. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA. For TBI, nerves M79.2, muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Right shoulder is M25.511, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, glenoid labrum tier S43.43 today. Wrist M25.531, M25.532 and M79.641, M79.642, G56.01 and G56.02, M19.041, M19.042. In the leg, M79.604. Right hip, M25.551. Right knee, M25.561. M23.205. M23.202. M17.11. Spine, in the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XX, M53.82. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.9, 51.24, S23.3XX. Lumbar spine, M54.9, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XX, M54.42. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M54.17, M33.5XXA. In the general, you can add the following diagnoses that are not, I do not have the code number, is a right middle trigger finger, right middle finger trigger point, trigger or the spinal canal stenosis, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, myofascial pain, ischial bursitis, ischial ischial bursitis, osteoarthritis, obesity, depression, anxiety, asthma, cocaine abuse, hyperlipidemia, bilateral arm weakness, bilateral cervical radiculopathy, lumbar radiculopathy, heat, and history of stroke. An EMG that was done in 2023 January was found positive for carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally for median nerve compression by the DMC hospital. An MRI of the cervical spine that was done in 2021 found severe osteoarthritis throughout C2 to C7 along with facet joint arthropathy and bilateral neuroforamen stenosis and spinal canal stenosis. At C2-3, the herniated disc was identified, and C7 and T1, another herniated disc was identified, further causing the pain syndrome. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is obviously in chronic issues of pain. He has an extensive history of being treated at Henry Ford Pain Clinic, various neurologists, and various other providers. The patient has already been seeing a neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan, who was contemplating a cervical surgery. He is being evaluated for that. At this time, I plan to do the following. I have ordered a physical therapy to continue 2 times a week, focusing on neck, middle back, lower back, the both shoulders, and right knee and right hip, and right elbow, and bilateral wrist and hand, also for carpal tunnel syndrome. Laser treatment, wet heat, infrared heat has been discussed to the patient, yoga, meditation, loss of weight, all of these things have been discussed at length. All the options of treatment have been discussed. Chiropractic treatment is discussed, acupuncture has been discussed and ordered. Disability, patient is found disabled for work, housework and transportation help. The medications are provided to the patient, his labs were reviewed and new labs have been checked. He is provided with the following medications, which are Naproxen 500, 2 times a day, for anti-inflammatory effect, is an NSAID, and Trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep with help. Flexeril 10 mg every 8 hours for help with the pain. Lidocaine patches 5% to help with the topical pain relief. Narco 7.5 mg 325 was provided. One tablet a day for maximum pain relief. The idea is to take the pain medication, go for physical therapy and exercise to lose weight. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Patient is being referred to psychiatrist. He already has been seeing a psychiatrist of his own prior to coming to us. He is also seeing a neurologist, which is also perfectly okay. Fitness club program, yes. Loss of body weight has been discussed to the patient. Review of the available MRI and other imaging record. I already discussed the cervical disc MRI from DMC, which shows a severe osteophyte complex and facet joint arthritis throughout the entire cervical spine, as well as disc protrusion at C2-3 and C7 and T1, leading to further issues of the spinal stenosis and radiculopathy. Interventional pain procedure. Patient has been explained that he will benefit from trigger point injection to the trapezius muscle, to the paraspinal muscles for eliminating the trigger points, as well as for lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections, and also trigger point finger injection. Surgical options. A patient is already seeing his orthopedic surgeon. He's already seeing a neurosurgeon, and I will like him to continue with them. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. A patient has a ascended caseworker of his own, for which this record can also be sent. Past medical records have been reviewed from Henry Ford and DMC Hospital and incorporated into this investigation. The investigation patient is ordered an investigation of the following. He has been ordered to have a CT scan of the cervical spine and lumbar spine with or without contrast. And he has been referred to accident care, referred to neurosurgery, neurology, chiropractic care. MRI of the brain with neuroquant is also ordered. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered. And DME's patient has been provided with both bilateral brace for the wrist. He uses cane, and he already has a back brace. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.